Well, I try to think of that same scenario in other places. Like, what if you found the perfect home, but there's no doors? Can you live there?
You could.
You know, what if you have it's the perfect home. It's more than you expect. It's a great price. No toilets.
Well, no, it's like looking at the home from the outside and say, oh, that's $400,000. And then right, it's like, right. There's like, you know, septic. It's
trashed in the inside.
It's just no walls.
I saw this movie called The Money Pit.
Yeah.
It explained a lot.
That was a good movie. So there's a whole nother thing. So if you saw the one McFoley episode, right? We do celebrity signings in the store.
We do.
Yep.
So
quite a few.
Name a few, Andy.
All right. McFoley, Daniel Harris, Tony Todd, Kane Hodder, CJ Graham. Who else am I missing?
Alex Vincent. Michael Bean.
Michael Bean.
Michael Bailey Smith.
Yep.
Tony Todd, did we say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said
Roger Jackson.
Roger Jackson.
So let's say who. So Roger Jackson was Ghostface in all the Scream movies, as well as Mojo Jojo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Voice.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so we, yeah. Yeah. So the first time Foley was here was when Scott Steiner was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. So we had a double event. Foley was.
Tony Storm.
Yeah, so we had Matt Hardy and Tony. That was before Tony Storm won the.
No, she had the belt.
She had the belt. Yeah. Did she bring the belt?
Yeah.
That's right. She was really cool.
Yeah.
These are wrestle dudes.
And dudettes.
And dudettes.
And then we had four different Jasons. So we had part two.
Mm-hmm. Warrington. Warrington.
Gillette.
Warrington, yeah.
Then we had CJ Graham.
So that was part six. This is probably one of my favorites.
Right.
Kane Hodder.
Kane Hodder, 789 and X. And Derek Mears from the remake.
Yep. Who was super cool, but he was also Swamp Thing.
How many Myers have we had? We've had...
So there was two Myers from the original, mm-hmm. but everybody likes to think of Nick Castle. That's your main Myers. Mm-hmm. So we had Tony Moran, mm-hmm. which was from the hallway scene.
Twice.
Where you actually see the face.
Yep.
Which was Aaron Moran's brother, Joni Loves Chachi, Happy Days.
Right.
And then we had the stunt man, who was Jim Winburn.
Yep. Right.
Who had passed away, I believe, last year.
Yeah.
So super killer guy, nice guy.
Oh, and Gremlins guy. I forget his name.
Oh, Mark Dodson. Yeah. He just passed away. Yeah. So he voiced Salacious Crumb.
He was awesome. He was great.
Yeah.
He was so cool.
We actually did a Christmas party. So that was a whole nother story because we were all celebrating. I was taking everybody who helped out at Retro to dinner. And it coincided when Dodson was here for the signing. And so then we all went to dinner. And then Peter, the agent, I give a little plug to Peter at Stellar Appearances. Peter's great. He's done all my in-store events. Mm-hmm. He's the one who negotiated and got me all the turtles that year.
Yeah.
He's actually working. He's the one who got me the Godzillas for a Retro this year because we're bringing
fantastic.
Hurricane Ryu and Kitagawa.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then Peter picked up the bill for everybody. So then I kind of felt shafted. So then
stole
I had
your
to,
thunder.
So then I didn't we all I had to take you guys
we
all
out
again.
Out again.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I still owed a dinner. But that was So he was like a carpenter or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was building
sets or something.
Set
right?
designer. Yeah. Yeah.
He was building Skywalker Sound or
yeah, they were building the studio and he was a carpenter then. And was the story like they're all hanging around on like a lunch break and he was doing some voices.
I thought the Ben Burtt guy, who's like the special effects god for Star Wars, overheard sounds that he made and pulled him in and had him read for Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like it. And then he said, and then I think he was super nervous because he's just lifting wood and doing this is not.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So then he says, do the, and then he hands him Salacious Crumb. And then that's, you know, but the guy did a million other things.
Yeah.
But, and then he was mostly the gremlins that weren't Stripe or because that was Frank Welker, I believe.
Right.
Megatron.
And Gizmo was Howie Mandel. Right. Yeah. But he did everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. The Flasher, the girl one. I forget her name.
Yeah, yeah. Tickle, tickle.
God. He kept doing that when he was here.
Yeah, he was super cool to talk to. He had so many great stories.
And you just learned that he passed. Yeah. It's so we've had two people here.
Yeah.
And then they're no longer with us. It's just you never know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we do really cool that's why I always say Toy Federation's a special place, because the uniqueness of the store, the uniqueness of the way we do things. You know, there's just all these little things that come together to make it what it is. And you know, when you walk in the door, we greet you. I hear people say they don't even acknowledge some people when they walk into stores.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or somebody brought something in and I was like, this is probably better somewhere else. Like, this isn't what we do. And they go, well, they don't talk to me there.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Well, I can make you an offer, but it's just not our thing, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't want to sell it there. So it's just like, because we make, and everybody, it's, you know, and then the signings and then the show and you know, it's just.
Oh, I mean, I've said before, like, our customer service is above and beyond. I mean, you can walk in any other store these days and no one's going to talk to you. No one's going to acknowledge you. Employees are going to avoid you.
There's people that just hang out here.
Right?
For hours.
There's a lot of people
that
hang out here for hours.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, customers will walk in and, you know, I'm guilty. I might not remember everyone's name, but I remember a face.
Yeah.
And we engage.
You remember what they buy,
right,
too.
Right.
I associate, you know, and it's not that it's the money thing. It's just I know what you like.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I remember things.
Right. Like, give a shout out to Gary, Batman.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, Gary.
Gary.
Yeah. Gary likes Batman. Yeah.
Gary likes Batman.
A lot.
But it's the other thing is like, I feel bad because I'm not good with names, but
I'm not.
But I will remember meeting you. Like, we've had people like, I haven't been here in 5 years. And I'm like, I remember you. I don't remember your name. I'm so sorry.
But you're the guy who bought that.
Yeah, but you're the guy.
You'll know that.
Yeah.
You bought that thing. How do you remember that? And it's like, it just
sticks.
It's just a weird thing.
It is. Yeah, it really is.
You associate, like you just brain registers that person with that interaction with that item. And then.
Well, I mean, the repeat customers, they generally buy the same thing. So,
yeah.
You kind of think of the product and it's them.
What's funny, because like when we've had guests in the shop at Retro, and everybody that's a voice actor or an actor or anything else that's related to that, they remember names so well.
Yeah.
The Turtles are really good with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I heard so many stories afterward about not just them, but anybody. Like, they remember my name, and I met them like 3 years ago, or I met them at this thing, and it just... However that works, that's what they remember. And I always think, like, man, those guys are.
I remember going to college, and they used to have these after hours things that they were free to students, and there would be this guy, and it was all about your memory and how to associate names with people. And you would just, because then they were so good at it, they would just call out to the audience and, all right, tell me your name. And then he would just, like 30 names later, and then he would just like Rebecca, Steve, Alan, Juan, Emma, like, and he just went and he remembered them all. And I was like, well, how do you do that? And he's like, well, and he just rhyming or the way they look or things in his brain to.
Yeah, something to attach it to.
But the crazy thing is, because then there's people who know you because of YouTube, so you may have never met them.
Right.
But they're like, hey, Travis.
Oh yeah,
they know you.
That's Marvel, man. I'm always that always like.
Well, I
get a little nervous because I'm like, and why am I not remembering this person's face? And they're like, oh, I really don't know him.
But it's cool. It's like there's a collection and there's Marvel in there. I don't even have to look at it.
Yeah,
Travis, this one's yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
600 legends walk in. Travis got it.
Yeah. Okay, I get to take a break. Get to clean the floors.
It was funny when that collection came in, and they told us in advance. It's like, yeah, it's like 600. And I think I counted them as like 617 or something like that. I remember thinking, like, this is the biggest Legends collection I've had to look at and calculate. And I was like, okay, I can handle a big collection like that. And then like a few weeks later, 900 came in. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but that was easy.
Yeah, yeah. You look at it enough.
You could do most of it just in your head, though.
Yeah.
There might be a handful that you might have to spot check because consistently sell it over and over and over. It's like I see a vintage Star Wars collection. I don't really have to look anything up.
Yeah.
I mean, I might, you know, as a Blue Snaggletooth, what's it? Is it 400 now or 500? You know?
Right.
You know, the market fluctuates so much on certain pieces, but the bulk of them might be $20, $25.
Yeah.
And with Legends, there's a big amount of duds.
There are. But then what's interesting is like the team building. Yeah. Like me and Andy have talked about this. Red Guardian came out during the Civil War movie, and it was a comic figure. And no one cared.
No one cared.
He was just, why?
Yeah.
And then 3, 4, maybe 5 years later,
they did
Was it the Grizzly Bear, Dark Star?
Oh, Build-A-Bear, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? Ursa Major.
Yeah. That's a good name for a bear.
Right. Yeah. So they released the rest of the team, and it's like a Russian Avengers called October Guard.
Like in G.I. Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like in G.I. Joe.
And superpowers.
Right. So then that figure that was you couldn't throw in somebody's car and give it away. Now it's like $40 and $50. Yeah. Now it's calmed down a little bit now, but like anytime that happened, it was a big deal. It's like everybody wants Marvel Legends X-Men. We hear it almost every day. I'm working on my X-Men collection. It's like, well, a lot of people are. And when it first really started taking off, that first figure that they released that looked like, you know, the 90s Jim Lee X-Men was Rogue. Mm-hmm. And that went to clearance. I saw them at Walmart for $7, a whole row of them. I wish I'd bought every one of them.
Yep.
Because then they shot up to like, I think they got right there at $100 in package. And then they re-released it.
I mean, we've said it before though, but like how many times did a wave of Legends come out and there's always like one or two that no one cares about?
Yeah.
Fast forward 2 years and it's like,
whoa,
I need to get it.
Yeah.
Wasn't
that Black Knight or something? Didn't that shoot up?
That shot up, yeah. Yeah, that first one.
Nobody cared about that.
No. Well, it's down now because they released another one.
So. Oh, well, there you go. That's inevitable.
Yeah. But it's, to me, it's in any toy line, but I guess because there's so many Marvel Legends. I love when they do the second, third Banana Goon that nobody cares about.
Frogman.
Yeah. I love those guys. They're great. It's a little more color in the collection. And, I mean, how many times did you get an assortment of things?
He looks like a guy from Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks so dumb.
Yeah.
But I read him as a kid in the comics, and I was like, this guy's hilarious.
Stilt Man.
64, right. I think, was his first. He was dumb then. Yeah. And he's dumb now, and I love those dummies.
What about Gibbon?
They haven't made Gibbon.
We have his first appearance.
We have his first appearance. Graded and cased.
So David, the B team, he bought that.
That's right. He bought a graded.
And I'm like, oh man, that's tough. Good luck.
Did he buy it or was it? I thought it was.
Or he brought it in. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. So
we never let that down. I don't even know what issue that is.
It's one.
It's Gibbon.
20, 30, Amazing Spider-Man something. Or I don't know. I forgot.
We need a Gibbon figure.
I'll buy it.
Yep.
So here's something that I wanted to maybe get into a little bit. A lot of times, sometimes we get a little blowback, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at a video on your phone, you know, maybe some people watch it on their TVs. I usually watch on my phone. And so you're looking at everything like this big. And you're like, oh, that's $1,000. This is $300. And you rip that guy off. And we're like, you don't even remotely know what you're talking about. Because we do this nonstop, all day, every day. And we don't always point out every... Well, you know, like for example, like this is $1,000. Well, it's $500 if it's mint. It's never $1,000.
That's half drunk.
So you
that too.
You're, but when you look at it from far away, well, this water bottle looks pretty
good,
pretty sharp. But then you don't know that. Well, something's broke here, so we're gonna take this top off and use it on a bottle that's not broke. So you know, it's so they don't always see everything, but they see all these big items, so they just assume it's all of this when it really isn't.
Right.
And then you also don't want to point every, you know, it's habit. If something comes in and I start referencing, you know, oh, this is here, that's good, because that's always missing. Yeah. Like, we need that part, or it's missing this and it's missing this. And if you start nitpicking the whole thing, it's not, I guess, as it's almost like you're just being mean.
Right.
So you're trying not to downplay it too badly.
Right.
Because this is his item, and you're, you know, so you, a lot of this you register in your head. So then you know how to value it, but you haven't, I guess, pointed everything out.
Yeah.
Like, we had a guy, what was it, yesterday? Or was it the day before? He brought in, like, the 5 Home Depot boxes of Star Wars.
Oh, right. Yeah, he brought in, it was a mix of vintage Star Wars, like a Millennium Falcon. There was an AT-AT. There was some figures, and it was mixed in with new stuff. And I think it was the kind of thing where it was his when he was a kid, and he played with it.
Oh,
with
right,
his son.
Right. So it was pretty rough.
The vintage stuff was really bad off.
Like, I don't think I've seen a Millennium Falcon that looked worse. Like, it, you could almost crack it.
Yeah,
it was so really yellow and brittle.
Well, there was a whole that lid that goes on a Millennium Falcon.
It's
normally not all that fragile, and it was chipping at the edges and crumbling away.
But so I guess the main point I'm trying to get at is we're always equally fair to everybody, or we wouldn't be where we are, and we wouldn't get the volume and the amount of stuff. Because, I mean, there's people that come to us because we pay more than the other shops.
Right.
But I don't always point out every imperfection because it's just mean.
Yeah. And a lot of times this is something they had as a kid.
Right.
You don't want them.
So I try not to overly, but I mean, if you bring in a mass collection and all the missiles and the helmets and the money pieces aren't there, yeah, you have a lot of volume and hauls. And it looks good, and to the layman who doesn't know where the money pieces are, or it's not
worth what is visually there. Right. Like, we've gotten in a box Soundwave, took it out to take a look at it, cracked shield, mechanism broke, one of the legs was off. Well, it's technically a Soundwave in package, but how am I going to sell that at full price to someone and say, well, it's everybody, when they're buying, they want it to be as good as it can be. Mm-hmm. And you have to price it accordingly. And a lot of times when we get collections in, you'll see, well, here's a Soundwave, or here's a Switchblade from Mask, the plane.
Right.
Here's a whale who has 27 points of breakage.
Right, right, the vein, yeah.
The switchblade has a complicated mechanism that all it takes is one chip on a tab and then it doesn't work anymore. Or, you know, the sound wave, it, well, the mechanism on it, it's, if you ever crack one open, which I have, it's a flat wire at an angle. And that just can, that That's can just it. Pop out. And now it doesn't work anymore. Yeah. And then what is it worth? We can use it for parts because we
yeah,
rebuild.
But you see this whole hole and you're like, oh, you got a switchblade. This is broke.
Not really.
No. Right.
You got a
It might look good.
A blade.
You're like, oh, that's $100. It's like, it's, yeah. It might be $10.
It looks good from afar, but far from good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
We got
right
a
there.
Stitch blade here. We got to stitch it up, fix it, and make
so
it better.
So, you know, I felt bad when the guy comes in with the five boxes and I was like, it's, and, you know, and I think. He had, as Star Wars put it, delusions of grandeur.
Hmm. It just, is vintage.
If I was like, literally nothing here will go out in my case. So what am you know, he's like, well, what, it's like, I just, it was just, it was rough.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was like, you know, he's get his kid there. And I was like, just let him play with it.
Yeah.
Like I.
And he thought it was great.
Yeah.
And he was
kid,
happy.
Yeah. And the kid's like, yeah, no, I'm going to play with it. So I was like, cool.
And you bought a very small portion of it that was parts for figures. And I think you told me most of it was common stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He had so there was a little, maybe 10, 12 guns common. I said, I'll give you $100 for that bag.
Yeah. Because we need it.
I could just, yeah. Because it's hard just to put a, like a Bespin Han out because it's just beat up.
I remember the one day where you were putting some out and I could tell you were getting frustrated. And you're like, I can't put out one of these sand guys.
Yeah, I don't have any of the gaffy sticks.
Yeah. Like the sand people, like they're pretty common. But they get this goofy staff with like a little, you know.
It's like a gaffy stick.
Gaffy?
I think that's what they call it.
Well, didn't have any. Can't put out this common guy. We were what was some other common ones we were looking at that just can't do?
Just, you know, he's a little bit because he has the vinyl cape, but to maybe get a clean cape without paint wear on the little horns on his head or the little tubes. But I don't know. Because we, you know, back to the accessory point, we sell so many of the same things over and over that even the common guys at some points. So then you just, you know, then we just got to refresh with that collection.
Yeah.
With the Turkish wood.
Yeah. Yeah. There was nothing really rare.
Yeah. Except for the end of the run Ewoks. So there were some of the last 17.
Right.
Ewoks
right.
Were in there.
All the Transformers were mid-level, but they were all good shape. All their accessories.
There was a nozzle for Prime.
There was a nozzle for Prime. That's
and that
right.
Prime went in the case and it's old, right?
It's gone.
Yeah. Right.
Already. Not even a week.
It didn't even last a week.
Don't last.
So but if you want a Prime with rust on it,
we got you.
All right. Yeah.
We could provide that as well. Yeah. Broke leg?
No head?
We got it.
You got
maybe
it.
That,
you got it.
Maybe that goes on our eBay. It wouldn't go in the case.
No. All it right. wouldn't. It would look weird with all these like, you know, great looking guys in this like broken, destroyed.
Well, that's
pile.
That's a dead version of Prime.
You know, that's a that's like a side, like another interesting thing that I've seen. And again, this isn't like a nitpick. Like I've seen shops that, you know, I do it how I do it. They do it how they see fit. But I'll see like a glass case, and it's like got seven vamps in a row. I could do that, but why? Why waste your glass? Why waste the display?
Joe's is a big line. You want to put as much of everything out as you can.
If you walk this store, and let's just say there's, I don't know, how many, 100,000 to however many 100,000 items are out.
Right.
There's no duplication.
Yeah.
Why would I duplicate?
Yeah.
Like I have more items that I can't even put out.
Mm-hmm.
That would be different than what I have out. So
that's just trying one of that item.
Well, because we sell Battle Cat sells, put another one out. But I've seen places where there's like
right stacks.
The Turtle Cadillac stacked up this high. Like does that's like a contest to see how many you have? I don't.
How many incomplete can you have?
Yeah.
No, but I don't. I'm just trying to figure out the rationale because
I don't know. Is it a contest? Because I mean, are you winning the Grayskull?
I have a lot of Castle Grayskulls in the back.
Oh, at least.
But they're
50.
Not on the floor. There's one on the floor.
Yeah.
But I could put 100 out. Oh, what? So then I just wasted all that display space.
If we took everything on this top shelf down and everything on the cases down, we could fill all that with Grayskulls and still have more.
Yeah. We could probably line up Grayskulls here to the dumpster.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have to touch the ground.
Not one pistol.
No.
Not one tan pistol.
Not one.
Yeah. Then we had a 3D, some weird pistol come in.
Yeah, it was a 3D printed one. It's like, well, can't do anything with that.
But like the funny thing is, you know, we say we don't duplicate. Like all the stuff that's out, all the lines, there's, for those lines, we still have stuff that we can't put out.
Oh, that's the thing.
And then there's, and then all the lines that we've trying to sort and fix and make in the back. Still not out.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's like, why waste?
I'm
going to put six of this guy out and fill the whole peg deep.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. You could really have an entire store full of just modern Transformers.
Oh, there's thousands in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
So many.
Like this whole wall just could be modern Transformers.
And then some.
Yeah.
But
not vintage.
No,
vintage is still just one.
But
case.
I mean, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
But it's funny how the value of things. It's not always understood, and not just saying, well, it's afar, like looking at your phone or looking at your TV, and you're not there, and you don't see. The other thing is, someone might see something like a really money item, like say. Like a Megatron. Well, that's a $700 item. Well, it is if it's sealed. And if it's not sealed, what is it then? Because there is a price difference. And what if you take it out and there's something wrong with it? It's tanned or stickers are on it or applied or not applied.
Or the points on the back of the box are cut out.
Yeah. People, yeah, it unless you're, you know, it's just like when you're offered vintage through Instagram. It's really hard. Like, I need to physically see it. Like, I can't tell if anything's broke, if anything's been repaired.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, I can't, you know.
I mean, why
bad
would,
angles.
Yeah. Why would you pay for something that you don't know what it is?
Right. But when you fan it out and look at it from a distant shot, you're like, wow, there's a lot of money here. And then when you get it, you're like, well, that's broke. Mm-hmm. This is repro. This, I can't, like, It's just not all that glitters is gold.
Exactly.
As my dad would say that a lot. It's just not. There's more to the story before you get a knee jerk reaction and freak out because we're the fairest you're gonna find.
Well, I try to think of that same scenario in other places like. What if you found the perfect home, but there's no doors? Can you live there?
You could.
You know, what if you have it's the perfect home. It's more than you expect. It's a great price. No toilets.
Well, no, it's like looking at the home from the outside and say, oh, that's $400,000. And then there's like, you know. Septic,
it's trashed in the inside.
It's just no walls.
I saw this movie called The Money Pit.
Oh, yeah.
It explained a lot.
That was a good movie.
So it's all these little things and
most people looking don't know, and I'm sure some who are looking know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know the points to look to know. Like they could buy it and they got fooled by somebody. Oh, I got a this. And he's like, does it have that? Oh, well, what's that? And you're like, they didn't know to look for that. And you're like, ah, crap.
Yeah.
The guy got me. Yeah.
Well, and it could even be sometimes it's not even somebody getting them. They may not know because it's to have something fully complete, great condition.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot to know. It's a lot to understand.
If you look up work. Ewok Village on eBay, complete.
Mm-hmm.
There's this stupid little T-bar. I don't even know what it's really called. But
is it in the chair?
No.
Or where's it at?
So the net that goes underneath,
mm-hmm.
it attaches to that string that you remember you threaded this for me.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it connects to this little T.
It's like a stick kind of thing.
Yeah, but it forms like a T with the middle arm short, right, abbreviated. And then that is what pull, and then there's a little clip to hook it on.
Right.
Like a little button, and then the T goes over it. A lot of times they list that complete. They don't have that because they don't know to look for that because they just don't know. Like, it looks like it's all there. I'm not an expert. But there's a lot of things like that where they say it's complete and it's just not.
Right.
Yeah.
But they, you know, where here it is, but we know no one's half the battle.
It is.
Truth.
I see that in vintage and new because we look up so much just pricing collections and scanning through. I'll see, like, I'm looking for this figure.
Right.
And they get some parts, and I will see in the listings incorrect parts.
Yeah.
Missing parts. You know, sun faded. Nobody's catching that. You know, just little differences because we're looking at it every day, all the time.
With modern Star Wars, there's so many variation to like a stormtrooper blaster.
Yeah.
Or even like a battle droid gun.
Oh, it's insane. I've seen the
book. Color variation to size to thinness to really cheapy made. And then like with the blaster, there's little tips sticking out, or there's two tips sticking out, or there's no tip sticking out, or the little folding stock underneath has like a gap where you could see light through it, or it's molded. And people put the wrong guns all the time.
Yeah. And I mean, to some people it doesn't matter, but here it does.
Well, yeah, it matters. Yeah. Unless we tell you, like, look, we're, you know, we got some people are begging for clone troopers, stormtroopers. If you go to the vintage Star Wars or the modern Star Wars wall where all the loose figures are, those pegs are always the weakest.
Oh, yeah.
They're nonstop. So it's like, well, if this guy gets two hip guns and a big blaster, and I was like, well, I got one hip gun. And so, you know, on vintage, it's always complete. There's times where it's like, crap, I got a pile of clone troopers. Kids want clone troopers. They're coming in with their dads and they want to do armies. And
it's
like, just throw a gun with a guy, $10, like get it, you know, and then they just want volume.
Yeah.
But but to do it right is you know, a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, it's a nightmare on old sometimes. I mean, how many Thunderhawks do we have versus how many bombs? Yeah, we have no bombs.
Right, but if you see that in a trade, you're like, oh, that's $100.
Yeah. I can't get the bombs.
It doesn't have the bombs. So
$50 a piece.
Go buy the bombs on eBay.
Yeah.
And figure out.
Right.
And then you're like, well, crap. Now I just got another Thunderhawk to throw in the bin. No bombs.
Yeah. And then especially something like Mask or Transformers, they all have mechanisms and things.
All right. Yeah. Mask is super complicated.
It is. And then like with a Transformer, there's been a handful of times I can think of where I missed something, didn't check something. You go to put it out and like it was folded in the vehicle mode and you open it up, arms broke, but it fit perfectly fine. You didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, and you just...
Well, that's another. So there's a whole nother little side thing when, because it's so many collections come in and it's such volume, and you try to go as quickly as possible with still thoroughly analyzing. And I know we take greater attention to vintage than, you know, an SH Fig Arts that comes in.
Yeah.
That's been open. So you might, you look and all the hands look there, the figure's there. And then you go to the next one and it doesn't have any feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With that Dragon Ball Z guy.
Or they glued the arm. The arm's broke. But it's in, or even if you slide the tray out, everything's there. All right. Slide it back in. It's broke.
Yeah.
So they were just hoping, oh, he's sliding it out. Is he going to take the figure out? And then we didn't. All right. Got him.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, and then there's a bootleg. So there's all this stuff you're trying to process and register. And
it's a lot.
And it's ever evolving because the fakes get better or they switch figures. And whenever they say everything's there, it's never always there.
Yeah. I just kind of have to ignore that because
Well, you still got to check it.
No, you have to check it, but you have to ignore someone saying that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Honestly, they're just probably, to the best of their knowledge, it is.
Yeah.
You give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But they can't. It's hard on us to know everything's. So how are they? They're not the experts. They just played with it 10 years ago.
Well, no matter what, it's fun. But what really weighs on you is, like, on a Saturday and you get 10 collections, it's 5 o'clock, and your brain could just pour right out the side of your ear.
You just maybe want to give me a 10-minute.
10-minute break.
10-minute breather. Yeah. Now, I'm ready to go back in the fight. Just give me a little.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to the corner to get wiped down, right? Or whatever.
Would you say that one day you want to wash your head out like a football helmet?
Yeah.
But that's how we have the knowledge we have, is this you're learning on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
And
all the time.
In a shop that, let's say, cherry picked or didn't venture out into certain areas or things, or a collection comes in. I know shops that just cherry pick. They'll pick this out and this out, and then they just
don't want the rest.
Yeah.
But how many times have collections come in where you're like going through them and you're like, I've seen that before, that piece, and then you finally figure it out.
Oh, I love that.
What it goes to.
Yeah. I get more excited about a mystery that's been sitting in the drawer.
Yep.
And you get some goofy, stupid, obscure.
I don't know. It's like a good satisfaction to finally figure.
There's the part.
There's the part. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Put it where it belongs.
Yep. What was the one part that took us like, it was like years it sat in the bin? It was like you found it recently. I forget what it is now.
Mm. I would need a little more information.
I know. I'm not making any.
The worst is when you find it after all this time and it's
just disappointing.
It goes to like spy tech or some
who cares kind of line.
Right. And you're like, oh man.
That was like the blue parts bin. It was like a week ago, pulled out the little back cover for the Titans Return Metroplex.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's that.
It went to Metroplex.
Yeah.
The Titans Return one. It was like some blue.
Like a blue back cover or something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was a top pocket find. That was a good one.
It was a Bobby Dazzler.
A couple months ago, you and I, Andy, were looking for that gun for the like Metal Mutants, Super Mutants, Rocksteady, Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's impossible to find. Yeah.
And
we had it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, not the gun. We had the figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else like that?
Yeah, there's been a few things.
We had the gun. We have the guns drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who is it? Is it? You're going to know this.
Mm-hmm.
I should know it. Is it with the Z or so? When the He-Man Zorod or the Sarod?
Sarod. Yeah.
We had like 4 or 5 of his guns in this drawer.
And we didn't know what it is because it didn't look like He-Man. I don't know.
It's like we never put that dude out.
Let's be fair. That whole movie didn't look like He-Man.
I like that movie.
I like the movie too.
It's bad, but it's good. They had no budget.
But I collected a complete run of He-Man figures, the movies, and I'm never going to get them. I don't care.
I like Dolph Lundgren.
I like Dolph Lundgren. Cool. I hate Gwildor. I refuse.
I have. I forget who storyboarded that, but I have original storyboards.
It's
like a good
few years ago. You bought it, yeah. You should, because you showed me, and it's like the KFC.
It's the KFC
bucket scene, and
with Gwildor,
which I can't.
But I don't. I think they changed the bucket. It says KFC on mine.
Right.
They don't make it say KFC.
No. Nah, yeah, they didn't get the rights. It's just chicken bucket or whatever it says on it.
Yeah,
Johnny's chicken check.
But if it
cluck bucket,
if it went like how it started out, it would have been great. But they didn't have any money.
No.
There's a really great documentary. I don't know if it's like Electric Boogaloo or something. That it's on.
Oh, about Canon Films, right?
Or isn't it Golden Globus?
Yeah. The two brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was,
It's a great doc. If you haven't seen it, it covers, because, yeah,
All the movies in the 80s that were just...
Wasn't Superman 80s. 4 that too?
Yes. The Quest for Peace and their...
They had no special effects money.
No. They had none, and they...
And they shot these other movies that never came out, like that they did some... The effects side never happened.
Right.
If you haven't seen this documentary, it's great.
Was it some of the stuff that they used in the He-Man movie, wasn't it like leftover stuff from like Star Wars and a couple other movies?
I thought Cyborg was supposed to be the He-Man movie. You know that movie with Van Damme?
Yeah.
There's some tie to that. I don't, might not be explaining it properly, but Cyborg was supposed to be and then it just became Cyborg.
All right, guys, we're going to do this toy line. We're going to make a live action movie of it. And now it's a fighting movie. Get Van Damme.
I saw that movie in the theater, right?
Yeah.
And there was this one guy that's fighting Van Damme, and he has those eyes, and he just kept kept
acting.
And I guess he was not a big dude, but acting tough. And Van Damme's just like, you know, he's gonna kick his butt.
Yeah.
Every time this guy would try to like flex and act tough, the whole audience would laugh. And I still always remember that. And the guy had these like little eye things in him. I don't know. I just always remember that from Cyborg.
I've seen at least half of the movie and
got to see the whole movie.
Well, I was wondering why I saw the half, but
I think maybe. I saw
might be a reason.
I watched all the Van Damme movies.
Well, it's the action movie. They're great even when they're not.
They're great for their time.
Yeah. Van Damme, Seagal.
Right. Well, Seagal, that's a whole nother story.
Well, yeah. But yeah. Same thing, right? Same genre.
Was it Kane Hodder? He wouldn't talk about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't want to. Yeah.
Or he did, but not on the record.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, part of collecting crosses over into things like that. I mean, I love the Commando action figures. They're
horribly made.
Yeah, they're so bad. But I just, man, as a kid, I was like, oh my God. You know, it's the first Arnold Schwarzenegger figure I saw. I was, oh my God, you know, I loved it. And
so, yeah, there's a movie with a terrible toy line.
But yeah.
Commando.
Well, so what's the worst toy lines we can think of based on a movie property?
Willow. They were Tonka die-cast figures. It made no sense.
Wasn't it like the base was die-cast?
Well, the base
the figures
was metal.
Plastic.
Yeah,
like that's extra work.
You just throw it at another kid. You get stitches. Like you'd hit the kid's head.
Right, but they
were horrible.
Is it the base or the figure?
The base is metal.
Right. And then the figure's plastic.
Right.
Why don't you just make it all plastic?
For some reason, I'm thinking some had more metal than... But anyway, horrible.
Very. Yeah. No, I mean, they were just PVC kind of...
Robin Hood's kind of horrible, but still it's kind
of... Speaking of Ewok
Village. It's cool because of the backstory behind them all.
Right. Yeah, it's... The whole thing where they swiped from...
Everything.
Return of the Jedi and superpowers.
Right.
And the only thing new... And the entire line was the heads.
So everything if you get Wayne's Retro Toy Quest book, he shows you all
each
the
figure.
Different components that were used.
Yeah.
So that's Wayne's a good guy. He sets up a retro. And he's got a great book. You should back it.
Yeah. Should get it.
Yeah. Retro Toy Quest. It's a great
all right.
Book.
Andy?
Horrible.
I mean, that He-Man stuff. Still.
Waterworld.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of one-off, like, I don't know, man.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider's bad.
I mean.
The figures are pretty bad.
Yeah, they did nothing. They had joints that
I mean, there's a lot of movies I like where I didn't think the figures were great.
All right.
Like Last Action Hero. Right?
They were.
Demolition Man.
All right, Demolition Man was pretty bad.
Yeah, those were rough.
Well, they were reusing New Adventures of He-Man bodies.
Right.
And just doing the same thing, just sculpting a new head and slapping it on.
Just slap it on. Slap it in.
I'm just saying this is the worst line. Look up the figures. Mission Impossible was the worst figures I ever saw. If you here, let's
say, I don't think I've ever.
Oh, it's real bad, Law Dog. It's totally worth.
Worth the wait?
It is. Yeah. It's so
question is how many do you own?
None. I don't even think we might have a couple parts. This might solve some mysteries. There's Tom Cruise. Look at that head.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're gonna just pop this up on screen later, but these guys are rough.
Who is it made by?
It's like a one and done company that had never made figures before. Every single figure is Ethan Hunt. They didn't make anybody else.
Well, but he's the star, so.
Yeah, but
Tom Cruise, you ain't doing a line of me without me being every figure.
I'm not sharing. I get all the figures.
Well, you can do like some of the bad guys.
Well, let's see. Is this a bad guy? Tradewinds is the name of the company. Mm. Nope, it's another Ethan Hunt. There's Aquatic Ethan Hunt. He never even went underwater.
So it's like all the different versions. This like
that is bad.
Aquatic Ethan Hunt.
All right, I think Travis wins this conversation.
It's so hard to beat this line. Like
that's awkward, dude.
Yeah, but so now do we need to buy these figures now before?
The market shoots up.
I can get it now for $10.
Great, get it graded.
How many in the
graded
line?
Graded in case.
They're all Ethan Hunt.
You could buy a sealed case.
There's one. He's in a military outfit.
That's cool. See, that's the future bootleg.
The future bootleg. Was there any vehicles?
No.
Oh, show it. Yeah.
All right. There.
It's camo Hunt.
So I guess you could go on adventures that never made it into the film. But
could.
Well, so what is the toy line? Remember, it took us a minute to figure this out. It was I think it was the old store, and we had like a soft goods Dracula, and he had a watch.
Yeah, oh,
and we were trying to figure out why does Dracula have a watch?
It was the 7-inch line. I know what line it is. We've got some of the figures over there.
And we found out that they repurposed James Bond.
Right. So when the James Bond movies came back out in the theaters, they started making these little 9-inch, or not 9-inch, maybe 7-inch figures with little cloth outfits. So they had done a Sean Connery. They had done Pierce Brosnan.
Right.
I think they did the Goldfinger bad guy, and then the it's one of the Pierce Brosnan ones. It was like something tomorrow. I forget the name.
Tomorrow never dies. Yeah.
So they made the bad guy from that. And that was like it was like four figures. And then they repurposed the body. Didn't bother to scrape away the watch. So Dracula.
He's got a watch.
Has a watch.
It's biting time.
Yeah. Okay. But it seems important that if you're, you know, well, you can only be out at night.
Right.
Oh, the sun's coming.
Sun's coming up.
Right.
Sun's coming up.
I'm going to get a tan.
It's important Dracula have a watch.
I forgot.
Right. It's so cool.
I think we put him in the case, like, checking his watch out.
That's cool.
But what was the line of the monsters, though?
And they just made that one.
That was it?
Yeah. They did a couple other things.
It was an odd. Yeah. And they're not worth anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Might have been $10.
You remember the weird Titanic figure that's over there?
Oh, right.
That's the same company.
Oh, where it's in the box.
Yeah, it's like weird half bubble round thing. Right, right.
I think there's Happy Days and...
Right. So yeah. They did like one or two of each, like a character here or there from some property. And then they were done.
That's it.
And they did it like 5 or 6 times. And then they disappeared into the wind.
Yeah, they didn't last.
But the Titanic one's like, it's just like a guy that's on the boat.
It's just a guy.
And it says Titanic. And it's just a guy.
You should have had the one guy like on the board or something.
Right. No captain, you know, no guy playing the violin as it's going down. No guy that hits
Titanic
the propeller.
Passenger.
It's just passenger.
It's just, right.
I bet the sale sunk on that one.
Well, we don't have our drummer over here. He's
sorry, nice. That one got me.
There's sometimes the bad lines, as much as we're making, they're it's almost like you end up wanting one at the end of making fun of it, because it's like it's so bad it's good. It's like watching a cheesy action film.
Yeah, that's, as I become older, I become more and more fascinated with the really bad stuff. And maybe it's just because of the other stuff you see so often. But it's just like a cheesy horror movie, cheesy sci-fi movie. It's like you're not watching it to be, you're rejoicing in how bad it is that it just gives you pleasure.
I'm not here for story.
Right.
Here for your
it's so like, bad, oh, it's wow, that's
your
just,
effort that didn't quite work out the way you thought it would.
But then if you do it modernly, it doesn't work. Like, it has to be period.
Yeah. And a part of it is, it's, if they're making something like that, it can't be known that it's bad.
Right, right.
That they messes it up.
They tried. This is what they were able to do.
This is what we got.
And it's cool.
It's got to be like an elementary teacher, and they're grading like class papers, and there's like one, and it's like, he tried. You know?
Can't fail him, but...
I'll miss this one, but he's...
Little bronze star.
I remember that.
Look, the R is backwards.
That was cool.
I mean, I'm a big fan of the one and done toy lines, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
That's a cool line.
King
the
Arthur. Cartoon,
King Arthur and the Knights of Justice.
That's a good cartoon.
I like Double Dragon.
That's not a good cartoon.
No, but...
it's not a good toy line either, but yeah.
I want Demolition Man. Like, that's bad as it is.
That's a good movie, though.
A great movie.
It's the seashells.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do.
He doesn't know what the seashells are for.
I don't think anybody knows.
I read the story behind that. So, the director and the writer, they were talking about it over the phone, and there was like this one point where this joke appears, and they're like, we need something funny about him being from the past and noticing something about the future, and they're just snubbing him, and they didn't have any ideas, and the one guy on the phone was in the bathroom and he was looking at the wall, and the patterns was seashells, and he's like, put three seashells there, and then they'll just laugh at him because he doesn't know what they're for. And the guy's like, well, what are they for? He's like,
I don't know.
And that was it. That was the joke. And it's just gone on forever. It's like, you know, people trying to explain how these would work. It's like, no, they never, they just, it was a funny idea.
That's great. All right. We're wrapping it up. All right. So, thanks again. Thanks for watching and listening. And tell a friend. Or
tell the mailman.
Tell the mailman.
Wait, is this going on the internet?
It could be. You know, it's funny. Maybe. The mailman actually came in. He goes, was that about me? And I said, no, it's an old thing when we had like 600 followers. And we were joking. We're like, come on, we got like 7,000 of you following us on social media, and we only got 600 on YouTube. Come on. Tell everybody. Tell the mailman. Tell the milkman. And we're like, is there even a milkman? Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so then he thought that was to him.
Oh, that's good.
But he was cool. He's great.
Yeah, no,
he was even on the Whatnot.
Yeah.
He won one of the free gifts.
Oh, he goes to Retro.
Yeah, he goes to the show. He's great. Yeah. He said he was having his kids start to watch Star Wars. So tell your mailman.
We told ours.
Yeah, yeah. Tell yours. Tell him to come here. All right. Thanks, guys.